This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has struck a defiant tone as the U.S. reimposed sanctions over what it called Tehran's malign behavior. In a televised address, Mr. Rouhani rejected an offer made last week by President Donald Trump of unconditional talks, saying it's the U.S. that has turned its back on negotiations. He said Tehran is ready for talks if there's honesty in the process. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton urged the Iranians to return to a negotiating table. The sanctions follow U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear agreement in May. They target Iran's purchase of dollars, metals trading, coal, the auto sector, and industrial-related software. The European Union said it will move to protect European business interests. Mina Andreeva is a European Commission spokesperson.
The blocking statute, once it enters into force at 6 a.m. Our time this morning, will allow EU operators to recover damages arising from U.S. extraterritorial sanctions from the persons causing them, and nullifies the effect in the EU of any foreign court rulings based on them. It also forbids EU persons from complying with those sanctions.
The threat of sanctions has already hurt the Iranian economy, with the currency falling some 50% since April. Zimbabwe's main opposition movement for democratic change is to make public Tuesday its decision whether to challenge the result of last week's election, won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. The MDC alleges security forces carried out raids on homes of opposition supporters, more than two dozen arrested. At least six people killed last week by troops following post-election violence. Health workers in Democratic Republic of Congo, armed with vaccines, are being deployed to the country's east to confront a new outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. There are 43 suspected cases. This is VOA News. Canada is refusing to back down from its criticism of alleged rights abuses in Saudi Arabia, with Riyadh retaliating, cutting off new trade and investment, and expelling Canada's ambassador. Chrystia Freeland is the Foreign Affairs Minister.
Our values-based foreign policy, our support for human rights and for women's rights, is an essential part of who we are when we speak for Canada in the world.
Canada Friday expressed concern over the arrest of activists, including prominent women's rights campaigner Samar Badawi. Hilal Kushan is a political science professor at American University in Beirut.
I think the decision to expel the ambassador and declare him a persona non grata was made impulsively. And if anything, it attests to the pressure that the Saudi political system is confronting these days in the midst of transition.
The row comes as Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman seeks to reform society. In June, he allowed women to drive. Pro-government supporters rallied Monday in the capital, Caracas, in solidarity with Venezuela's socialist president Nicolas Maduro, following an incident Saturday the government claims was an assassination attempt using explosives-laden drones. Among the supporters gathering in the streets of Caracas, Alicia Sucre, who said the people are showing their affection for Mr. Maduro. The Venezuelan leaders blame neighboring Colombia and the U.S. for being behind the assassination attempt, a charge both governments have denied. At least six people have been detained. Gun violence in the Midwest city of Chicago over the weekend left at least 11 dead and dozens wounded. Police are blaming gang violence. Eddie Johnson is the city's police superintendent.
These shootings are not random. They are fueled by gang conflicts. We know who they are, and we continue to send a message that it's okay to commit these crimes by not doing anything as a community. We are all supposed to be on the same side. CPD can be better, but this city can be better.
Chicago ended last year with 650 murders, down from more than 770 logged in 2016. Excessive heat and drought continue plaguing much of Europe. Switzerland is cutting import tariffs on livestock feed and offering interest-free loans to farmers to cope with drought. Temperatures approach 40 degrees Celsius again. In southern France, authorities on the Iberian Peninsula battled wildfires. In Bangladesh, students protesting in the streets for a ninth day Monday over traffic safety after two students were killed by speeding buses. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the demonstrators. Oscar-winning actor Robert Redford said he's calling it quits after the release later this year of his last film, The Old Man and the Gun. The 81-year-old Redford said he's retiring. He's best known for his roles in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and Out of Africa. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.